Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister, she sent me an inquiry. The inquiry, you will read it by yourself completely. And when you look, without she know, all her inquiry is correct. And all her inquiry, she already have the answer for them, believe it or not, 100%. By this way, she said, why my tawbah is not accepted? Number one, we do not know. But why the person keep repeating the same mistake? Meaning the person is weak, arrogant, nafs is high, and exactly what she said. What happened if the weight of my sins is more than the weight of my goodness? This delay things. This why when you look at Islam ask us and advise us to do a lot, to do a good deed, a lot of good deed. But if you ask me today, now how to answer that? Number one, don't be despair. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, ya Rasulullah, I did such and such sin. Is any way out? He said, make istighfar and tawbah. He went. 10 days later, he came back. Same. He gave him the same answer. One time, two time, three time. After he left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion said, ya Rasulullah, he's a munafiq. He's a hypocrite. He said, don't say this about your brother, but he's weak. The companion asked him, ya Rasulullah, where he go? Meaning, is he going to Jannah or Jahannam? Listen to the answer. He said, if Allah give him tawfiq and rahmah, he make him die in a state of obedience. And if he's written to the people of Jahannam, wal'ayzu billah, he will die in a state of sins. In here is many a hadith about that. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us, mujahada, struggle. And when you make a mistake or a sin, please humble yourself and ask Allah to forgive you quick. And if you're doing it to somebody, ask the person to forgive you. And my dear brother and sister in Islam, all of us is very weak. But we cannot despair from the mercy of Allah. We cannot. But exactly what this sister in her own text, she said. Why? I am not able to change. Able to change the tawfiq from Allah, it takes struggle. This struggle can be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year. It's not my business. I have to struggle. I have to try. And if you ask me, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want? He want sincere struggle. What is sincere struggle? Meaning, I humble myself, I believe in Allah forgiveness, I believe in Allah tawbah, and I keep struggle to change. I have to. But let me give you tips to help you about that. Number one, read about your bad habits. Read about it. Meaning, all the bad habit in Islam has a warning. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is many a hadith. For example, read about arrogance. Read about the nafs is high. And do the opposite. Allow yourself to go through the opposite. And I said to you before, the remedy of that, the people said, number one is food. Food, sleeping, intercourse, and talking. Four elements help your nafs to go down. Don't eat what you like all the time. Don't demand. Don't sleep too much. And eat too much the way you like, your nafs will become high and will never be obedience. But that's why they said, this is a four door. The shaitan use it against the person. If he fulfill all this four according to him, his nafs become very high and he cannot be obedience to Allah or to anybody. And he cannot develop good quality. He cannot be. This is why if you study The early people used to go for what's called tarbiyatun nafs. Tarbiyatun nafs meaning how to upbring my nafs and upbring your nafs with the opposite. Opposite. Always opposite. Don't give your nafs everything you want in the time you want. And don't talk too much. Do a lot of zikr. A lot of zikr and dua. If you ask me, a lot of people around me, they fail in dhikr and dua. Dhikr and dua is power. And it allows you to be with angels. And allow your shaitan to be less. If you don't do that, shaitan will get you. Big time. Big, big time. Talk less. Don't indulge with people in nonsense talk. Try to have vigilant of your tongue and your eyes and where you spend your time and how. All this element is called tarbiyatun nafs, or the steps to tarbiyatun nafs. Don't run after what you want to eat. Don't make a plan for what you're going to eat today. That's why the early people said, eat less, sleep less, have physical relationship less, and talk less, and do the opposite. Do zikrullah, ibadah, be quiet. All this element together, it will help you to develop your nafs, insha'Allah. But again, don't ever be despair of the rahmah of Allah. Don't ever be despair of the forgiveness of Allah and the tawbah of Allah. To share with you in another hand, another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I did a lot of sins. Is any way for tawbah and forgiveness? He said, yes, Allahu Akbar. He said, Ya Rasulullah, but I do not leave a place in earth. I do not commit sins. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, hidden and seen. He said, Allahu Akbar. The man left. And he keeps saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What it means? I have to believe Allahu Akbar from my sins. Again, don't ever forget that. What Allah wants from me is struggle. Struggle and believe in the rahmah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Try to make tawbah, try to do good deed, and just keep going. Trying, keep trying, keep trying. Until Allah open for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for you, open for me, open for everybody. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and I ask Allah for forgiveness and tawbah every day 100 times. We have to think, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah for forgiveness and tawbah 100 times? Today, if you ask me, a lot of people reach unbelievable level of arrogance to the point they cannot ask for forgiveness. They cannot even ask for forgiveness from Allah. They cannot make tawbah. Why? The nafs is high. The arrogance is so high to the point the nafs will not allow them to have even humble themselves to other or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us from that. This is why the mother of all diseases is arrogant and stubbornness and the nafs is high. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. And this is why the early people said, nothing you can do in this earth better than capture your nafs, lower your nafs. This is the ultimate gift you can give it to yourself. What is that again? To capture your nafs and lower your nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to enter that. And again, I remind you again and myself, read about the bad quality, like from Riyadu Salihin and other books. Read about the good quality to encourage you and be among the good people, hopefully, insha'Allah. And if you cannot, just keep call Allah with His name, keep call Allah with His quality, beg Allah with dua, do a lot of ibadah, a lot of charity, a lot of asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah of dhikr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept us And remember, the owner of all the qualities is Allah, his name Al-Muqit, and keep saying, Ya Muqit, Ya Muqit, Ya Muqit, and always have your tongue full of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah kulli khair. May Allah make us among those who are follows the knowledge and inculcate it in our life and make it alive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among dhakirin, shakirin, hamidin, radin, murtadin. And may Allah save us from our arrogance and our nafs and our bad sins. And may Allah cleanse us with His rahmah, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.